Yeah, right. Good morning. It's 7:08, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
On a Tuesday, it's going to be another nice day, dude.
Looks gorgeous out. Looks great. I could use about maybe 10 degrees, 15 degrees more in the temperature.
Shut up. Hey, you know what? No, it's nice. There's always something. Can you just enjoy a nice day? Dude, seriously.
Look, Hunter.
Beautiful.
If I want it to be a little bit warmer out,
I want it to be a little warmer.
You know what?
We just got through like 8 months of just bitter cold winter.
Why don't you
still complaining about a day like today?
Shut the hell up, huh? How about you? I'm surprised you wouldn't want to warm with those thin little muscles you got. You need some extra coats and everything. Keep you warm.
So I appreciate nice days. These little wispy muscles. Don't need it 10 degrees warmer.
I'm cold, but I like the sunshine on my face. Anyway, no, about 10, 15 degrees was sunny at 75. That's what I'm waiting for.
It's going to be like 75 today, isn't it?
You shut the hell. You don't know. Anyway, first you talk about the pollen count. Now you think you know the... you just shut the hell.
You know what? I am the weather guru. You listen to what I have to say about the weather.
Thanks, Al Roker. I appreciate the weather break. Anyway, hey, we got to get to it. Enough of your weather reports. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the pollen thing dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. So here's a new trend really happening. People are pouring liquor directly into a giant jar of pineapples, grapes, strawberries, melons, and pickles. The sweet stuff gets rum, the pickles get whiskey. And then you get a bit of buzz while kicking back and chomping down on fruits and vegetables. This isn't anything new. This is just,
yeah, I was going to say, you know, we've been doing this since like the start of time.
The hipsters finally are getting onto it. Now it's a big thing. I'm just going to say something. You know, just drink your effing booze, okay? I don't know why we got to church up drinking so much. They infuse this and infuse that. And you ever seen the booze smoke where it's like you breathe in the booze? Just drink your booze.
You got to get fancy once in a while, Brock. You know, you got to fancy it up a little bit. So a lot of people like in the summer, I've seen people pour booze directly into like a cored out pineapple, and then they put all the fruit in there. And I get maybe a certain time, certain day, but not all the time.
Like I don't want to.
For me anyway,
I don't want to eat my booze. Okay, and most times it makes whatever you're eating taste worse. Okay, I don't know if you know this or not, but just because a pickle's been soaking in whiskey doesn't mean it's going to be a delicious treat. All right, it's going to be like this. Pickle tastes like whiskey and pickle. Like, it's just drink your booze. I'm over.
My grandpa used to make, like, I think it was like Manhattans, I believe. Dude, you'd eat like three of those cherries because he used to start it. And he used to like let it ferment for like a year or whatever, you know?
No, the cherries.
But you'd eat like three of those cherries, man. And my God, to the moon.
Put you down?
Grandpa.
Yeah.
No wonder you're so much fun.
Hey, who got into my cherries? These are grandpappy's cherries.
Cherries, man.
I just feel like we've just overcomplicated boozing, okay? If you want to have, like, a pickle and some whiskey, well, just have your glass of whiskey and then eat your pickle. I just don't...
pickle and whiskey doesn't go together, guys. Come on.
No. Nothing goes together. Nothing goes together with whiskey except bad decisions and regret. That's it. That's what goes together with whiskey.
Diet Coke for me is the only thing that goes with whiskey.
All right, sorry. Diet Coke, bad decisions and regret. That's what goes together with whiskey. Leave it alone. Yeah, just stop overcomplicating your booze. My God. Mm-hmm. What about this, Hunter? You remember the classic children's game, Duck, Duck, Goose? All right?
Hell yeah.
Duck.
Used to be the champion at that game.
Duck. Duck.
Just to haul ass in a circle, dude.
Good. Duck. Anyway, the Guinness World Record has been broken. A group of more than 2,000 students from rival high schools met in Indiana, and they made the circle, whatever. They played for 16 minutes to break the previous record. Now they're just waiting to see. Duck, Duck, Goose was fun for about 5 minutes until it got violent. I don't know if anybody else had this, but you'd get to your friend, you'd smack him super hard in the head, then the teacher would get mad, and then the game was over.
I was always kind of a jerk. I would always kind of put my hand back, and the person would trip over my hand. Wham!
You're the worst.
Oh, you're out. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. I didn't see how he's running around.
I was
around.
The worst, wasn't I? Made the game go quicker, though.
Or you'd find the girl that you like, little Susie and her pigtails, and then you'd, of course, tag her and, come catch me.
So how to work? So if you ran around the entire circle and sat in her seat,
that's
then
how
she was
it.
Out.
Yeah. That's then they would become the head patter. That's how it would work. So literally the easiest game ever. And you'd,
it really
you'd,
is. There's no...
Duck.
Wait, so duck. If you get tagged, then you're out, right?
No, what? No, you got to chase the person.
Well, how's the game end? Is there a winner?
Honestly, I can't remember. I can't remember.
I think if
works.
You tag the person that chooses your head, you know, and then that
person's out. Yeah, that person's out. And then I think you still play the... Then you're the duck... All right, folks. I'm sorry about that.
I think let's just stick to the parachute. Remember that where you just grab the parachute?
The greatest game ever. When you saw your gym teacher in middle school, which by
bust
the way,
the parachute out.
Which, yes! Why was every middle school gym teacher like just some buff lady with a short haircut? Every single one. They bust out the parachute, and you're like, oh, my God, this is going to be the greatest day ever. And then you'd also have the days where you'd bring out the little seated rolly carts.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many fingers I almost lost? I lost playing with those little sit-on rolly carts. Oh, my
Roller
God.
Roller hockey, did you guys ever play that with the little tiny sticks?
Oh, my God, dude. I just remember all the times pinching my fingers on those wheels. Like, dude, that was the worst thing ever. Ever.
Those little stumpy hands, I'm surprised you got them underneath the wheels.
You know what? I'm gonna roll over your fingers with one of those.
Are you? Bring it on, buddy boy.
I'm gonna go to some... If there's any
short little legs can't push that cart fast enough.
If there's any buff, short-haired female middle school gym teachers listening right now, give me one of those carts because I'm going to beat Hunter to death with one, all right?
if you can catch me.
Oh, I'm going to catch you. That's right. If you,
Daddy Longlegs over here is quick on them scooters.
You getting it. Anyway, you're a real bastard. You know that. So what do we got? Quit overcomplicating booze, and I'm going to beat Hunter to death with one of those middle school rolly scooters. You're dead, man. All right. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.